couple of things that really jumped out at us this morning, especially in light of last night's big Republican political rally in Houston and all of the stuff in the news going on all the time, especially for the last 2 years. First of all, new study that has revealed that 25% of millennials say the 2016 election was so traumatic, they now have symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Symptoms, not the disorder itself, exactly. A little bit different there. And the other thing that that really surprised me, because I've been reading these research results for many years, is that of all Americans, they now say the number one source of stress for them is the direction the country is going. That's amazing. Because we've always been most concerned about what strikes us at home. Our family lives, our kids, the well-being of our future and our jobs and whether or not we're able to pay the bills. That's the kind of thing that we Americans worry about. But now we're worried about the direction of the country. And it has to do with all of the noise that we've heard going back to certainly before the 2016 election. But you can take it all the way back through American history if you want to. Let's talk with Dr. John Huber, clinical psychologist with Mainstream Mental Health. Good morning, Dr. Huber.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm fine. Really interested in this result of the 2016 election. Now, it was awful. It was horrible. It was noisy. And I know more than a few of us lost Facebook friends over the whole thing. But how serious is this, do you think?
Well, you know, we have to take things into context. And one of the things that you mentioned is a lot of noise. And these surveys are being done almost exclusively at universities in university settings where they're inundated with a very liberal indoctrination from university professors and, you know, how that whole situation is. And they were believing this, the statistics and the data saying that Hillary was going to win, yet they weren't looking at the demographics of the sampling size and who was actually being sampled, something like 3-1 Democrats over conservatives, and then maybe even 4 or 5-1 over independents. So it was a skewed sample size, and the data wasn't showing that big of a lead in the first place. And a lot of it has to do with the noise and the almost refusal of the individuals to actually look at the data and where it's coming from and find its source and how the data was collected. So on top of that, you take the millennials who are ill-prepared to deal with any kind of adversity, and man, they're devastated.
Well, that's a good point. I'm going to back up here for just a moment because right after the top of the hour, went into a newscast that featured a voice of a young woman talking about the reason she was going to vote early. And listen to this and what she says.
Because I'm a 20-year-old and I don't want to be 40 being governed by a whole bunch of white 80-year-old dying men.
All right. White 80-year-old dying men. And this is something that I've heard. Maybe I'm a little bit sensitive to it because I'm an old white man myself. But there's some of this is generational, don't you think?
Oh, it's significantly generational. And again, the sample population that they're using are these college students who haven't had a life. They have been totally dependent upon parents, and they're being indoctrinated to believe that the government needs to take care of them completely, just like their parents did. So they don't like the idea that somebody is up there saying, hey, you have to get a job, you have to pay taxes, you have to make your own way in this world. And they're afraid. And they're being taught to be afraid.
I think there's plenty of evidence to suggest what you're saying is true, not only in terms of politics, but in their own ability to get out in the world and make things happen for themselves. For heaven's sake, we had that story last week that just just shocked us about the fact that a lot of college students got their sample ballots, but they couldn't mail them in because they didn't know where to buy a stamp.
Exactly. I think the important part of this survey basically said, though, that 65% of the people in the survey were absolutely, you know, unaffected by the outcomes of it. And that's probably what is realistic. They continue, like you said before, taking care of business, paying their bills and doing their schoolwork and moving forward while 25% were totally devastated and were reporting symptoms. And I was going to bring that up, but you did the right thing, saying they're just symptoms, not that they're diagnosed with PTSD.
We're talking with Dr. John Huber, clinical psychologist. And the other thing that you were talking about, perspective, and I think that's a great perspective to put on this this survey and this research, and as it is with most, and that is that, well, okay, 25%, but the vast majority of people don't think they're having any problems. But what has changed, the only thing that has changed in my lifetime, and I'm sure way before that, because politics has always been nasty. Politics
yes.
has always been, personal attacks. But it was always personal attacks by politicians on other politicians. And I go back when I was a kid in the 60s, and there was all this social unrest and all the protests and everything, but it wasn't personal. And I think
right.
social media has made that change.
I think you're right. And plus, it doesn't give us any downtime. It is there 24/7
right.
instead of the normal, hey, you come home and you watch the news and you listen to the news. It's specific points during the day. Every time they're on their social media, they're inundated with it. And it's funny. I've listened to several college students in the past week, and they're talking about all this emotional stuff and how emotional this stuff is and how it made them feel. Yet when you ask them about, well, how does that affect your taxes? How does that affect the stock market? How does it affect your job prospects? They had no clue.
Well, I would have to suggest that goes back to the way they're being taught in college, and that is that
yes.
Everything is all about emotions and not about practicality. Excuse me. We're all worried about feelings more than we are about getting our business taken care of practically.
And you're completely correct. And unfortunately, that lesson is being taught in the real world when they get out and go get jobs.
Yeah.
And why don't they survey those newly employed people that are struggling right. to keep their rent right. paid?
So what do you suggest? What do we do? We got if we got a member of a particular generation that's highly stressed by politics, what can you suggest?
Well, first of all, I suggest that they listen to your station. And
I thought sure you're going to say turn off all media.
Well, and then all the other stuff they need to turn off. But they got to listen to you guys so they get a clear perspective on what's going ahead. But
yeah.
really taking a break from as much news media is very important.
But also we've got to learn to separate our personal selves from the social aspect of our culture.
Oh, and they have to learn how to look at social media, because everything is being filtered and you're only getting the message that whoever's sending it wants you to see. You're not seeing the whole story, and you never will. And so,
well, no, that's the other part, is most people don't know what the hell they're talking about on social media.
That's right.
All
exactly right.
Dr. John, always enjoyed talking with you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Dave. You have an awesome afternoon.
All right, you too. There's Dr. John Huber, clinical psychologist with Mainstream Mental Health.